This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels is dealing with a hamstring injury, and his status for Week 8 is uncertain. Meanwhile, Kansas City defensive tackle Omar Norman Lott will miss the remainder of the season with a torn ACL.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Really great stuff from Sac State President Luke Wood to start today's show. We appreciate Dr. Wood for carving out some time for us and hanging out, man. Trista Crick's going to be with us at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. It's a full Tuesday, as it always is. We got to get Kings season starts tomorrow. We saw the end of week 7 in the NFL happen yesterday. We'll touch on those games. World Series is set.
Yeah.
Didn't go the way that I hoped, man, but what a moment when George Springer hit that home run in the seventh inning. I don't know that this is true. It sure felt like all of Canada erupted for that.
Man.
You talk about a pop. My goodness. I kept holding out hope, though, that Seattle would be able to get something going there in the final couple of innings, and they weren't. But it's going to be just as you called. You said it was going to be the Blue Jays.
I said the Brewers would be there, too.
But yeah, you missed out. That one. I don't think you were speaking with your brain in that one, to be honest with you. I think you were.
I said that in August.
I think you saw the writing on the wall, though.
These bums don't even have a good bullpen. How are they still here? Well, I'll tell you how they're still there. They got crazy starting pitching between Blake Snell, Yamamoto, and Shohei. Good luck getting to that bullpen.
And the joke that won't quit, it is Drake versus Kendrick again. It's the Dodgers and the Blue Jays as the World Series gets underway here in just a couple of days.
Oh, wait.
Can't. They got memes everywhere. Memes everywhere.
This is gonna be a good World Series, though. I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping the Blue Jays will win, but I don't really have a grasp on how this is gonna go down. Number one, because like I mentioned, the Dodgers do have that starting pitching that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's those three guys going pretty much for an entire series. That's gonna be tough for anybody to beat. So I think the Blue Jays have a good chance, though, because of the bats that they have. It's gonna be a good series. It's gonna be a really good World Series. Last night was crazy. I didn't really have a rooting interest. I thought it'd be pretty cool to see Seattle, you know, go up for getting into the World Series for the first time. But Toronto crowds are like one of my favorites in sports. Like they go crazy.
Their wrestling crowds are legendary.
Yeah, so that when George Springer hit that home run, I was at the dinner table.
That was bigger than
up out the seat, away from the table, and just stood in front of the TV.
That was bigger than Aaron Judge's that three run shot to tie the game. Yeah.
That was crazy. It's a trip. You know how baseball playoffs are, right? It was 3-1, and as soon as the leadoff man walked for the Blue Jays, like, it erupted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just one every base runner in those games.
Well, especially just, in game sevens.
Yeah. It's enticing. But everybody was smelling blood.
They probably weren't, but it felt like they were standing the entire game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that happens a lot in basketball, too, like game sevens. It just feels like until you get to the second half.
Mm.
But other than that, it feels like in game sevens, you're just up. That crowd is just up the whole time. And Toronto represented strong last night. That was a cool moment for them. I had the two screen on and felt for the Seattle fans. And shout out to ESPN and your favorite, Chris Fowler, who covered this really well. Yeah. As the second it went final, they got shots of Mariners fans in the crowd, like with Mariners jerseys on and all of that, and their reaction. And Fowler saying, well, you know, the game is over and the Blue Jays are going to the World Series. And, you know, he's narrating as they're getting a handful of shots of Seattle fans in Mariners uniforms.
That was good producing.
Yeah, it's very good. Very good television. Yeah.
You brought up something just a second ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was blessed enough to, even though the result wasn't what we wanted, go to the Kings Warriors game 7.
Mm-hmm.
The energy in a building and around an area for a game is crazy.
Yeah.
It is crazy. That was the first time I ever experienced something like that. And it was different. Mm-hmm. It was a different energy walking to the arena. It was different energy around
outside,
the arena.
Yeah.
Almost nervousness a little bit, like everybody's on edge, and then being inside the arena, it was crazy too. I remember that day.
It was an early game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like 12:30.
Yeah,
I remember that because on Twitter they had people like Warrior fans coming down like, oh man, we're down here for the game. Where can we park? And myself and others were like, hey, there's a nice parking garage in Del Paso Heights.
Hmm.
Park over there. It's right around the corner from the arena.
Mm-hmm. Just tell them you're visiting with the Rolling 20s and you want to park right here.
Make sure you have your red Warriors jersey on.
Mm-hmm. You'll be fine.
Oh, man. Hopefully we get some Kings playoff games again at some point. That was an exhausting 3 weeks, but that was a fun.
It was the longest first round ever. This is the longest.
That was 3 weeks. That was almost a month, bro.
It was a week leading in to this series.
Because the season ended on Sunday. They didn't play till Saturday.
Yeah. And, oh, God. Yeah, that was a lot. But we got Drew down out of the deal. So.
You thought the Panda Bowl was crazy.
Man, and then, of course, it goes 7. And it's just
another 2 weeks. That was crazy. And then we had what was my man's name who tried to get us in a fight? Javier, when we were leaving game 6.
Oh, yeah, that was game 6.
He's like, yeah, I'm with D'Lo and Casey right now.
Like,
what's good?
I'm like, oh, who are you talking to? Who are you talking to?
He said, what's good?
Hold on, man.
Trying to do? I'm with D'Lo and KC right now.
See, that's the...
Whoa, brother, whoa.
That's the good and the bad of that damn purple light is we had that watch party, I think, at Public House or something down there.
R.I.P.
And walk over, you know, to the beam. We're sending videos to Mama Fox on the way. And then you get there, and it was light outside. So we had to wait for it to get dark. And then finally, it gets dark enough.
Did you ever see it?
Yeah.
I didn't know if you
went. No, we left.
Because it took a minute to get dark.
No, it took a while. No, we were there for a while.
Yeah.
And that crowd just kept getting bigger and bigger. Then had to walk back because we parked by the Public House. And, it was jumping.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was jumping, but it's the gift and the curse.
Did you see the, I don't even think it was an email. Well, it might have been an email too, but they put it on Twitter. The Kings are starting a pregame festivity area at Golden 1 for home games.
I did see that. Yeah, I read that yesterday.
Or live music. just creating a whole little thing. I'm glad they're doing that. They should have been done something like that. It's about time. And hopefully, if they make the playoffs, that they treat it the same way. Because a little birdie told me last year, if they made the playoffs, they were not going to treat it the same way. Like, have the Kings land on L Street and all that. They weren't going to do all that. So hopefully, make the playoffs. Do everything you did the first time, please.
Yeah, let's start with the make the playoffs
well,
part.
That's a good point. That's a great point.
Yeah.
Gotta walk before you run. Just get there.
Just get there. In fact, let's just go 1-0.
Let's go 1-0 every day.
Just go 1-0, man. That's all we need.
1-0 every day. Like the
beat. 1-0 every day. Someone said that the other day. Who was it? Was it Coach Marion?
Yeah, Coach Marion. They go 1-0 every week.
That's it.
That's their plan.
That's it. I better do it this week.
Yeah.
We really need y'all to go 1-0 this week after looking at Timmy the Panda. Their little bitch ass coach Bobby.
The Panda. People told me, because I was like, I don't even know who this guy is. They're like, if you don't know who he is, you don't need to be governing FCS football. Bro.
All right,
man. Nobody cares about this guy, bro.
His name is Bobby Hawk.
Nobody care about this. I don't know who this guy is.
Robert Lawrence Hawk.
And after this year, I won't have to know who he is ever again. I don't care about this guy or Montana football.
He was born.
When last time you were in a discussion about Montana football?
Let's see. He was born in Montana. Probably did he? Has he ever left the state of Montana? Nope. He went to UCLA. He did some studies at UCLA. Oh, never played football at the collegiate level though.
Mm.
Competed in track at Montana before getting into coaching.
Man, I run so dust tough. His ass. Right now we can run. Well, he way older than me, but yeah, we can run.
Well, he's 61.
Let's go. Let's line it up. We can get on the track at halftime.
You can't challenge a 61-year-old to a race.
Watch me. Let's go.
Like, you cannot challenge.
We're getting on the track at halftime. Let's go.
Cannot challenge this man to a race.
Can you imagine during halftime, though? Could you get Coach Hawk to the half field, please? It's time to race.
Me and him racing at halftime is crazy. It's a one-point game at the half. They got to make adjustment. Hold on, guys. I'll be back. I got to race KC.
Oh, hold on. Oh, wait a second.
What we got?
Oh, ain't this a bitch?
What we got?
Oh, excuse me. I'm so sorry. We're using racially coded language.
Uh-huh.
Let me read this to you. In 2017, a coalition of students, community leaders, this explains OutKick's love for this man a lot.
Mm.
In 2017, a coalition of students, community leaders, and advocates in Missoula, Montana campaigned against the rehiring of Hawk, spearheaded by then graduate and student Lisa Davey, citing concerns over past player conduct and the University of Montana's response to multiple allegations of sexual assault incidents involving the players during Hawk's previous tenure.
Mm. That's the program he run?
Mm.
That's the program he run.
Mm. I don't know. I mean, I don't know, Mr. Hawk. Nobody campaigned against Dr. Wood here. Yeah, that crazy. Ain't happened in Sac State. There ain't never been a coalition of players, community leaders, or activists in the Sacramento area who have campaigned against Brennan Marion,
nah.
Mike Bibby,
nah.
or Dr. Wood.
Nah.
But I guess it's different in Montana, bro. I guess I bro, your response to sexual assault allegations is being questioned, and you've got the nerve to call the president of a university a clown?
Come on, man.
Oh.
Come on, man.
Brother. If
this dude, like I said, he showed his ass.
My man, if that is not privilege at the highest level, but we starting a podcast, so don't mind us. Mm. We'll come back. We'll come back because we got basketball. I need to get something off my chest.
Let's do it. Hell
I need to get. I need to get something else off my chest.
You know, I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to fight. Let's go. I'm ready.
I'm in sports related. We'll come back. You know what? We'll just get it all off our chest.
I'm a bad influence. I'm hyped about it.
CSP at 1320.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% fan cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's a lot of rumblings that Jonathan Kuminga is going to start tonight. Well, what was that?
I don't know what they're doing. They're pandering to that young man. I don't trust Steve Kerr now. I don't trust him. Oh, no. Look, we've got plans for you. Yeah, plans to get him out of here.
I kind of want to watch this NBC promo that they just dropped. Did you see that video? I don't know. Did you see that NBA Forever video?
No.
I don't know if that was fan made or a rollout campaign, but it was pretty dope. Let me see if we can run this for you.
Yeah, see everything.
I don't know.
Today.
Like so the NBC one I just saw. I think it'll work because it'll work on the radio because I skimmed through it and I could see Jordan speaking, and that's what caught
Mike,
my attention.
Mike on the broadcast tonight, right?
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah,
what intelligence? What was it? Something. The name of his segment.
Intensity, integrity, and intelligence.
I'll be tapped in. I'm old school. I guess I'm old or whatever. But no, Mike is speaking. I'm watching.
No, I'm curious. He's never done anything like this, so I'm curious what it is.
And I bet you it'll be perfect.
This is the NBA on NBC promo. For basketball returning.
Welcome back.
Tonight.
Ah, let's go! Look at the floor!
Okay, settle down.
What?
Oh, okay, Shay.
When I say the NBA on NBC, what memories come to mind?
I have none, zero.
1990s?
Oh, I need a memory from there.
I have no idea.
I wasn't old.
And that's a player.
I wasn't alive, man.
This is great!
Right, yeah, you're joking, right? No.
Michael Jordan.
This is awesome.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh, let's go, Mike.
Okay.
The logo.
You know that, right? The era that I played, you got a picture painted of authenticity. Just genuine love for the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fire, bro.
Okay. All right. All right. So now we're getting a montage, Jordan.
Dope and inspiring for me.
LeBron, the only one in the league old enough to remember.
You saw the rivalries. The heyday of the NBA.
All right, I want to see MJ play.
KD. KD old enough to remember.
Magic Johnson. Reggie. Patrick Ewing. You could feel the contention. You can feel
right.
the competitiveness on
He's
the
right.
basketball court.
Okay.
People always ask me, which era do I prefer?
That's for you to decide.
Yes! A proven magician with a basketball in hand.
Shea, Jokic, Giannis. Basketball truly is a global sport.
More highlights.
Oh yeah, it's back.
Oh,
the music.
Oh, here it goes.
Oh Lord. Oh, I'm passing out.
All right.
This is the NBA on NBC. Out.
Lord have mercy.
Okay.
I'm passing out. Jesse, I don't care what you talk about.
I know, I was going to say, that's what I was going to say. That now we know who they made that for.
That was fire. That was amazing.
Okay. So, okay. A couple of things here. That was fire.
Oh my gosh.
Two, they couldn't have started it in a better way.
That was hilarious.
With the young guys acknowledging, I have no idea.
I don't know.
Like I don't know. I have no clue. That was amazing. That was very, very well done. That was excellent. The NBA forever.
Kyle, we're not a relax.
The NBA.
What did his message say, Casey? The radio audience is.
Oh no!
No, you're all happy. Say it.
I'm not happy about that.
Yeah, you're happy. No, not bad.
Hey, let him live. Let me see if I can find that promo I watched yesterday, because I don't know if this was a fan made promo or if something. It must have been a fan made promo because I just searched.
Was that
the
one that
it.
Was basketball for or NBA forever? Or,
yeah.
No, I mean what we just saw. Or
No. That was dropped. Is this it? No, stand by. No, that one.
That was just NBA, NBC.
That was put out. Yeah, that was put out like minutes ago.
Oh my gosh, they killed.
Yeah, that was legit put out just a couple of minutes ago.
They killed that one.
Maybe the promo I saw was old, and it just resurfaced yesterday. Mm. But it was it was like the new guys playing against the young guys.
Mm.
And I don't remember what page it was on. I just searched NBA forever and couldn't find it. So clearly it was something old that I just saw maybe for the first time in a long time or whatever yesterday.
There is an element, and I don't know if this is because I was young. I don't know if it was NBC specifically doing something or what, but there was a element of like this is a major event mm-hmm. that NBC brought to the table that ABC, when they had it with Al Michaels and Doc Rivers, weren't able to do that. ESPN, I don't know. I'm old school, man. Network TV still hits a little different than ESPN. You know what I mean? TNT, they did a good job. I love TNT, so mm-hmm. I don't want to act like they did a bad job. But in that 90s era, NBC, there was something about, maybe it was Marv, maybe it was just, I was just young. But it felt different. And they talked about it a little bit in that piece where it was like the competitiveness, the drama of it all just would jump off the TV screen. And like I said, maybe I'm just an old man now, but it felt different.
Yeah.
It felt different.
The five players have scored 50 or more points in a regular season opener. Michael Jordan is the only one who has done it twice.
Jesus.
Two of those players are active. You love guessing games.
Yeah.
Would you like to guess the two active players that have scored 50 or more in a regular season opener? Wilt Chamberlain has done it. Michael Jordan has done it twice, once in 1989 and once in 1986. Elgin Baylor has done it. He did it in 1959 for Minneapolis. Two active players have done it. Both of them scored 50. Would you like to guess who they were?
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get this at all.
One of them is not starting the season.
LeBron? No, LeBron's never gone 50 to start the season.
He hasn't. He's one of your favorite players.
Is it Kyrie?
It is Kyrie Irving, October 23rd, 2019, Brooklyn versus Minnesota. Kyrie scored 50.
Wow.
Also, one of two players, Michael Jordan did it in 89, to do it in an overtime game. The other one, I'll save you the trouble, October 26, 2016, he did it for the New Orleans Pelicans. It was Anthony Davis.
Wow, I was going to say Joel Embiid. I figured it was a, I thought it was a big man. And I wanted to say Kyrie, but I didn't. I was like, nah, not Kyrie, but damn, that's crazy.
I have no
that's
recollection of that game either. Whatsoever.
Don't either.
Which is weird because is that his
what was
is
the
that
year?
His first game with Brooklyn?
What was the year?
2019. Isn't that his first game with Brooklyn?
Yeah, because
or am I off a year?
No, because I think he started playing that year and then stopped as the season went along. And him and KD just sat out all year. So that might have been his first game with Brooklyn. That's crazy if that was. That's how you start your tenure with the Brooklyn Nets. A 50-piece on opening night is crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kai is so nasty, man. So nasty.
Man.
But basketball is back tonight. I mentioned there was something I wanted to get off my chest, and I feel like it's completely overhyped now, given, one, the incredible promo we just played from the NBA on NBC, and two, the discussion we were having about Montana and their head football coach. It was unrelated to both. Again, I said I'm going to be respectful because of how busy of a news day it is. Mm-hmm. We was this close to slipping into a podcast some of y'all wasn't ready for. Some of y'all have heard it. Some of y'all ain't ready for.
Barry.
Nope. Hey.
Kendrick.
Yeah, we can get them. We can get them. I had an idea for a segment called I'm Out. Now, again, this is a sports-related conversation. Mm-hmm. The segment is called I'm Out, and it's starring the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oof, yikes.
Because, bruh, I'm out. I wanted to buy it. I bought it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say hook, line, and sinker because it wasn't, but I bought it. I'm out. Mm. Y'all can't convince. No. That defense is really good. It is not good enough to make up for how bad that offense is.
Yeah.
And we are now at the point where I think we could say this isn't a bad Jaguars team. It's absolutely not. Trevor Lawrence is never going to be the player they told us he was. It doesn't matter who's coaching him. It doesn't matter if Urban Meyer was there. It doesn't matter if this coach is bad or this coordinator is changing. Trevor Lawrence is never, ever, ever, ever going to be that quarterback they told us he was going to be. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
He could still be a fine quarterback in the NFL. We have to remove him from any conversation of, well, if this happens and this happens, maybe he gets to hear. That's done. Jared Goff deserves more respect than Trevor Lawrence. Mm-hmm. Baker Mayfield deserves more respect than Trevor Lawrence. Hell, at this particular moment in time, Drake May deserves more respect than Trevor Lawrence does. He's just not that. He's just not him. He's a fine starting quarterback in the league, but he's going to start for a team like the Jacksonville Jaguars or a team that's going to hover around or perhaps just above 500 if they're good. This defense is a playoff game winning level defense. Mm-hmm. That's how bad their offense is. Mm-hmm. I am out. I don't want to talk about the Jaguars again until they're in the playoffs, and then we can have a discussion about whether they can beat whoever their opponent is. But anything they do from now until then, got to go. You go sit with that Montana coach somewhere. I'm out.
Look, I don't disagree. I want to give the Jags an opportunity to show that they're not what we believe they've been historically. Like, this is a different year. This is a different team. You got a new coach, Liam Cohn, all this other stuff. He wants to talk big and bad. But when them lights, when them expectations was on this team, they didn't get it done. And I know on Friday, I think it was, we talked about, you know, this Rams game coming up on Sunday, and I wasn't going to hold it against them because it was an England game. It wasn't a traditional home game. But the way they lost, the way they were not competitive in that game whatsoever, to your point, it just underscored how this offense is just, it's not good enough. It's not going to be good enough to win anything. It's just not it. Maybe this is a building block of a season. Maybe you go trade for a quarterback or find one, or you got the defense locked up and now you start working on the offense. Maybe all that happens down the road. But this year, that offense is not good enough. Just simply not good enough to take seriously.
Tua for Trevor Lawrence. Who says no?
Who? Why would you do it?
Just my trash for your trash. Just John Wall.
Well, Trevor Lawrence isn't trash, though. Tua's not good.
Trevor's
not that. They're nice try, pal. They're not in the same category.
Oh, they're both.
No, they're not.
15th best quarterback.
I'm so sorry. No, Tua stinks.
No, he stinks right now, but I think at his best, like, yeah, he's going whatever. His, this is more than whatever, but like, he's played well before.
Tua, that was so cute. No, Tua stinks.
Jesse, my boy.
I'm not saying Tua's good right now, but I'm not saying Trevor Lawrence is
not good. Period.
I'll defer to you a little bit because that's your team and you've seen every snap, and I haven't. My recollection, Tua ain't never been good against the good teams. Never. He always looked good in September when they playing them sorry ass teams. When you go up against them dogs,
yeah, I'm not saying he's good. I'm not saying he's good. I'm just saying. Trevor Lawrence is average too, I guess.
Yeah, the Jaguars say no, bro. Sorry.
The Jaguars say no simply because, like, nah, we'll just punt on the rest of the season. We'll play without a quarterback. If we got to give up Trevor Lawrence, we'll just give him up. We ain't taking nothing back, though. Not Tua. Go ahead.
Who's super in on the Chargers? You?
I was. I thought they were going
to. Are you out?
And then they got hurt.
Yeah. I think I'm out. I'm out. They've squandered opportunities just as a team. That's what they do. And they haven't been able to overcome the injuries. I don't think they have enough at this point to win a division. They might not have enough to make the playoffs. They've fallen back after the first 3-4 weeks of the season.
Yeah. And why is that?
I think injuries play a part. Like, I don't want to use this to, like, big up the Niners or Kyle Shanahan. What Kyle Shanahan's doing is not normal.
It's not.
That's not how it's supposed to go. Usually when you lose them starters like that, you take a hit. And I think that's one of the things that's happened with the Chargers. I think they lost two of their starting offensive linemen since training camp started. And they haven't been able to run the ball the way they wanted to, and they've just taken a slip. The Colts went to work on that defense on Sunday, and the Colts are going to work on everybody's defense. So that's
6-1. That's the only
6-1
football team in the league.
Yep.
Am I missing somebody? That's it, right?
Yeah, the Packers are 4-1-1. Goodness gracious!
And boy, does that second one ring so loudly. That performance against I don't care. And look, the Cowboys' offense is good. Dak, you know, other than the fact this football team isn't very good, MVP level. Like, he has played incredible this year. But man, that my dumbass. I'm not out. Just for the record, not out completely. But that 4-1-1 sits so loud. That, just get one stop. Like you're a Super Bowl caliber team. One stop, and they couldn't do it for like a quarter and a half. It was just score, 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 score. Even to the point where one stop and you very literally win. The clock doesn't have to expire. No. Couldn't get it.
Couldn't do it. I'll put a little caveat on your question. I'm out on the Packers.
No, and that's perfectly fair. And I'm out on them
as a championship contender.
The day after that game, I was out. I've cooled down a little bit.
As a good team, yeah, they're a good team. They might even win their division. If they got to, even if they could play at home, but if they got to go somewhere and win a game, playing the Rams, the Eagles, or the Niners, they ain't winning that. Definitely ain't beating nobody in the AFC that represents in the Super Bowl.
We're going to shift to basketball pretty soon, and truthfully, between Trista and Jason Jones, I don't know how much we'll get back to football.
Jason ain't got to come on today, though.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to talk to Jason today.
Tell him the link ain't working.
No. I already sent it, and Dr. Wood already used it, so we can't lie to him like that. There's one game that we actually didn't talk, you know, with the Kings and Russ and, you know, injuries and Dennis and all of that. We didn't get a ton of conversation about the slate of NFL games on Sunday.
Mm.
And when I tell you I was 10 minutes away from cutting a vicious, I told you about the New York Giants promo. But when I tell you I was planning it, I had bullet points in the phone. I was ready to go. And even as that game started to disintegrate for the Giants, I thought nothing of it until the final minutes where it's like, they're going to lose this football game.
Man, that was crazy.
That was 33 points in the fourth quarter from your guys' Denver Broncos.
Wow.
Not just 33 points in the quarter, 33 points in a quarter where the opponent also scored 13.
Mm.
And I laughed. I deleted the whole note when he missed the extra point. I was like, this is not your day, pal. Not your day, pal.
Did you ever think the Broncos were going to win that game?
Not to the missed extra point.
An extra point, gotcha.
Because the way the game was going, even with the score, it didn't feel like it felt like the Giants scored and the Broncos laughed. Like, I was fine. We've owned this entire quarter up to this point.
33 points in the quarter.
Missing that extra point was like, this is a 2-point game. Oh, they'll lose with a field goal.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was over after I thought it was done after the Bo Nix touchdown. And the Giants came right back, took the lead. It was like less than a minute of a drive or something like that.
Yep.
That was crazy. I think they had a fourth down. They converted
Jackson
on that
Dart had some huge moments in that game.
He converted that fourth down. I think it might have been like fourth and 15 or something like that to extend the drive, and then I think a couple of plays later got that pass interference down at the one.
Well, for Jackson too, one mistake the whole game.
That was a bad pass too.
At the wrong time.
That was a bad pass.
At the wrong time. Hell of a, and all of that said, you know, the Giants, that was a, I can't remember, I feel like it was someone on Sunday Night Football. I can't remember. Maybe it was Tony Dungy. I can't remember who to give the credit for this to. God, it may have even been Chris Sims, but he was talking about a team that knows how to win versus a team that's still learning how to win.
Mm.
The Giants didn't know how to not lose that game. Mm. Like, they just don't know the simple things to do to win football games like that. Meanwhile, the Denver Broncos and their coach does.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a... Because the thing was, yeah, like if you're the Giants, you know, this is inexcusable. Like, you just can't give up that many points in a quarter. You can't blow a lead that big. But when you take a, you know, a grander approach to this, you realize, hey, this is actually a pretty decent football team that might develop into something a little bit sooner than people expected. Mm-hmm. and they're going to learn to win games like this. Yeah. They're going to learn how to stop hemorrhaging like what happened in the fourth. They're going to learn those. It's just you have to lose games like that before you can learn how not to. And I thought that was a good observation. But regardless, Denver deserves all of the credit for scoring 33 points in a quarter.
That was crazy.
And getting that win the way that they did.
That was crazy.
And that's one of the many, 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 many 5-2 football teams in the NFL.
Yeah. Did you, Jesse's still there too, so I'll ask you. I think Ravens Bills still have the crown. Mm. Is this the new best game of the year?
Because it doesn't have the crown for me. Rams. Yeah, it doesn't have it for me. And I didn't think this was unique. Mm-hmm. This was crazy. Was it Giants Cowboys?
Yeah.
That was I'm going for me. It was Rams for me. Game of the year right now is Rams 49ers.
I'm okay with that. The
you still got Bills Ravens.
Yeah, but it's losing steam by the day with because at the time we thought it meant at this point.
Oh, because the
at
Ravens.
At this point, it ain't no different than Giants Cowboys.
Yeah, and there's no telling when Lamar is coming back. Lamar might have the De'Aaron Fox hamstring.
He might have that. He's getting close to just like, sit him out.
Like there's no point.
Right.
Like don't bother.
Did you see that article that said the coaches took things out of the locker room when I forgot what game they lost, but the Ravens coaching staff took like a basketball hoop out of the locker room, all this stuff.
The ping pong table out too.
Yeah.
Oh no.
It was like too many distractions.
So the ping pong table is why they're 1-6.
This ain't college. What are you doing?
I was looking it up. The Dolphins removed their ping pong table in 2022. The Bengals did last year. I think the Washington redacted, whatever you want to call them, in 2018 removed their ping pong table. So
has this ever worked?
Boy, these ping pong tables have really just... They've really just sent these.
There's articles out there like, oh, yeah, so-and-so team has brought back their ping pong table.
Do they go in at halftime and play ping pong and they're not watching film? Like, what is this?
Are either of you guys good at ping pong?
No.
I'm not good, but like I played enough to probably be, I'd probably be the best out of us three.
I'd beat you. Oh,
so you played?
A little bit here and there.
You know, yeah, fair I get enough. I've not even played to be good enough, but yeah, if you haven't played, I could probably beat
I
you.
I get the, the smash.
No, hell no.
What are you talking about?
What are you doing?
What
is happening?
I'm talking about the one you turn it over.
You can't even
smash.
Say it. No, did it again. It's a double tech.
Yeah, you're going to be hearing from the league, pal.
Just see what the ping pong ball to paddle or
can
something.
Can you say I'm ball? Good at the smash?
Yeah.
Like, what are you are you new here?
We're on the radio.
Call
if
me
you
Kenny
know.
Greenlaw out here. Spending one game.
Oh, hopefully you didn't make contact with the official after a remark like that.
Oh, did you see because the ref pushed this player?
The ref pushed who?
Pushed the Bronco. That's why Greenlaw went crazy.
Oh, sit down, Dre. Calm down.
I can't be doing that.
We'll come back, man. Trista Crick's going to join us at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. Basketball is back. We'll talk a little bit about these games and some of the rumors surrounding them here today on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What do you do when the referee is out of line?
Oh, my goodness.
I won't say it. I'll say it.
That was an aggressive commercial break.
He really was the ref in that Broncos game. Wow. Did you see the ref in the Seahawks game protecting JSN?
Yeah.
So get out of the way.
They were shouting him out on Get Up this morning.
The official? But you a Get Up viewer now?
No, I see the clips.
Oh, good morning.
to your happiness, Damian, I hear that was potentially the last ever Monday Night Football doubleheader.
Oh, there you go.
There's something going on with like media rights and TVs and stuff like that where literally that's the last one, at least during this media contract.
Good.
I thought it was perfectly fine. There was a part of me that when it was about 7 minutes to go in the game and it was 9:54, because I remember looking at the clock, I was like, that's pretty cool. We got football at almost 10 p.m. Like, this is dope. But the game wasn't any good.
The idea is great, but it's just, it doesn't work. I want to be like excited for two Monday Night Football games, but it was 9:30, Seattle, Houston, we're still playing. Like, I don't care.
If it was a good game, it would have been.
Dennis Schroeder practiced today. I feel like that's worth pointing out. Dennis Schroeder practiced today. He said he feels good and he's ready to go tomorrow.
That reminds me, not that, but I just thought, are we, D-Lon KC, able to flex games out? Do we flex?
You mean for watch party games? Yeah.
Oh, man. Be the worst team in football.
Yeah. Oh, well. I don't know what to say to that.
Oh, well. We'll have a good time. Drinks on D-Lo.
Definitely not on me. come watch the Cowboys and Raiders on November 17th, where we can just hang out and have fun and not really be concerned with what's going on with the TV.
Do the Kings play that night?
I'm sure they don't.
I think that's I don't know what games are going to be on TV too, because that's a Peacock exclusive night.
That's a Monday. Let's see. We got Monday.
Well, I don't know if it's exclusive.
17th. No Kings game that night. Kings game the night before. They're in San Antonio. They're in Oklahoma City that Wednesday. Nothing on Monday. Sorry, buddy.
Let's see real quick. Hold on. Give me a second. 17th. What's the NBA looking like? Milwaukee at Cleveland at 4 o'clock. That's really about it. Clippers and Sixers. OKC at New Orleans. Damn, that's just a bad night for sports.
Yeah, not the best. Raider Nation come out. Cowboys fans come out. It's November 17th, Monday Night Football. 32 Bruce Street at Sky River Casino.
And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to make a prediction right now.
Okay.
That's going to be a really good game. I think that's going to be a really an entertaining game. The records may not be there.
Where is it?
It's in Las Vegas.
Okay.
The record may not be there for the Raiders, but I think it's going to be an entertaining game.
There's no might. The record won't be there for the Raiders. There is. They scored 0 points. Jeez.
Get ready for Aiden O'Connell.
Great.
Hey, kid, take the air cast off. You're ready.
That was uncalled
for. Put the cast on. It's just bruised, Aiden. It's just put it on.
This dude, Fred Warner, was damn near walking off the field himself with the ankle the other way. And Aiden, over a stubbed toe, was like,
I would have told him. I would have told him. It's not broken. Break it now. I'm not going to be the first person to put an air cast on.
You can't live that down. Like, you're just stuck with that forever.
At least on this show.
It's like Willie Green.
Well, poor guy. It was just emotional in that first quarter.
The preseason game of his first year.
This is an emotional time.
Well, it might get emotional this year, too.
That's crazy, though, that the Raiders, that is the option, like AOC.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, you don't have nobody? No rookie, no sixth rounder that you could throw out there and let's see what he's doing?
It wasn't supposed to be this way. I mean, Geno was supposed to play all 17 and potentially a playoff game if it worked out. But he's one of the worst quarterbacks in the league.
That's terrible.
Absolutely awful. Awful, awful. What is not awful is the fact that the NBA is back tonight. The NBA on NBC is back tonight, and it's on NBC. You can watch it on the Peacock app, but it, you know, here locally, it's on Channel 3.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the Rockets at the Oklahoma City Thunder. We got the Warriors at the Lakers. I had mentioned earlier, I've gotten really excited to watch Houston over the course of like the last week or so. And now I'm really excited for this Rockets at Oklahoma City match. I don't know. OKC doesn't strike me as the team who will lose hunger. Like, I think watching a team after they win a title is always like fascinating because it's why Kansas City has done has been so incredible. What was the line you were saying? You're sleeping on silk sheets now.
Yeah.
You're not in the projects anymore. And the feeling of trying to get there is just different than when you've been there. I don't know that that's going to matter for this Oklahoma City team, though.
No, they looked a little locked in.
They're so nerdy. Like, they're not fazed by anything. It's like, no, we're basketball players. We're going to go win basketball games. That's what we do. No. I'm glad you like my fashion stuff. I'm a basketball player. No. I'm glad you like these commercials. We do these commercials together because we're a basketball team that's going to go win basketball games. They strike me as a team that is not even going to be remotely fazed by the fact that they won 68 games in an NBA championship last year.
Well, I asked too, like, who's even, I guess, made the moves, like, made enough moves to even catch up to them right now?
Houston's
one. You added KD. That might be the one.
Denver?
Houston's close.
Do we think Denver's back with their depth moves?
Yeah, I think Denver's a championship contender.
New York was there. Mm-hmm. Like, New York, in terms of their lineup, is there. I still don't know that New York's depth is the best. It might be the best in the East, though, and in the end, that's all that's going to matter until you get to that game, until you get to that series.
And they improved that a little bit. They got Ubaselli. They got Jordan Clarkson to already go along with Deuce McBride. You should be able to find one other guy that maybe is a rookie or something. You have a solid 8-9-man rotation for the Knicks. It's better than it was last year, I think. How much better, we'll find out. But I do think it's better. You also got Mitchell Robinson, I think, coming off the bench as well. So, yeah, that's a solid 9. But okay. I think, to your point, OKC is to focus on winning basketball games. They're going to be really good again this year. They got guys who are hoopers. The only thing that could derail them, and we see it to start the season, is injuries. You know, are you going to be able to stay healthy? They lost Chet for a good part of last year and still were able to withstand that, have a number one seed, win, what, 68 games or something mm-hmm. like that. So injury might not even affect these guys, at least to one guy. You know, they would need maybe multiple injuries to feel the effects of that. Because, like I said, we saw last year with one of their three best players, and it didn't matter. So they'll be locked in. But I do think Houston is a team that can get with them. And I think Denver can get with them too. It's interesting, man, as good as they are, talking about OKC, they had 2 7-game series last year in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Both game sevens went the same way. Both games, different circumstances for sure. But not similar. Denver just didn't have the gas to get through a game seven with the roster that they had. And, I mean, truth be told, the finals could have ended the same exact way if Tyrese Halliburton was healthy.
Right.
But we'll never know. And that's always going to be tough for Ty. That's always going to be tough for Indiana, as we'll never know how that series would have ended had he been healthy. But they did have the equity of a 68-win team. They did have an equity, you know, going into the finals, they had the equity of a team that had been challenged, as they were challenged by Denver. And now, man, it's hard for me to not draw comps to the 16 Warriors. You win the title. It's a little different because I don't think it was definitively the Warriors year in 2015 mm-hmm. like it was for Oklahoma City, but they had a similar buzz that Oklahoma City did in 2015. Yeah. And there was a feeling going into that second year of that Warriors run, they might be unstoppable. And 20-some-odd games into the season, they were very literally unstoppable.
Shout out Luke Walton.
The great Luke Walton, yes. And, you know, they went on to have the historic season that they had. That, of course, it's always going to be – it ended the way that it ended, so mm-hmm. there'll always be that caveat. But when I think about this Thunder team, I often think, man, if the Thunder were – serious, 28-2. Mm-hmm. Would you be surprised?
No.
Me neither. No. Like, and that's what, like, I genuinely think they could be. I think they could have some absurd record like that.
Yeah.
And then LeBron will have to come. He can't 3-1, can't do it anymore, so he has to come back from down 3-0 and beat him in the conference finals.
Yeah. I'm with you with OKC. I just and they're not necessarily related like what you were talking about, but I just think Houston is legit. They mm-hmm. can contend with OKC. I think they can beat them in a series, and I think Denver's there too. I think the Knicks are there. I still believe in Cleveland, you know, as far as being a real championship contender. But I think those, what I say, five teams are probably the class of the NBA right now. And those are the true championship contenders. Five real championship contenders. I think the Clippers are on the fringe of that too.
The Clippers are fascinating. Mm. This is not the Clippers team of last year or the year before. This team is loaded. And Indiana's depth got them to the NBA Finals. It ultimately might be the number one reason they beat New York is their depth. Oklahoma City's obviously the supreme talent, but the talent spread across that entire roster got them through a team like Denver, got them through a team that was just as, if not as deep as they are in Indiana. You know, Indiana doesn't get to be in that conversation this year. So when you talk about, you know, the deepest rosters in the league, man, the Clippers roster is going to be up there. And it's not relying on Kawhi and James Harden and all of this other stuff. It has to, it's they can run 11. Mm-hmm. They can run 10 to 11 on a nightly basis and find someone to step in and be great.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.